Well, a name synonymous with motor racing in Australia is Dick Johnson, and it was back in 2009 as part of the Q150 celebrations that Dick Johnson was announced as one of the Q150 icons of Queensland for his role as a sports legend, and he certainly is a bit of he's a big sports legend, a five-time Australian touring car champion and three-time winner of Bathurst 1000, and of course he's the head honcho of DJR, Dick Johnson Racing, and they will very much be a part of the first supercars race of the year happening here in Newcastle, the Thrifty 500. It's on this Friday, Saturday and Sunday. And, of course, it's the first of the whole new supercar series, which are down to Camaros v the Ford Mustang. I caught up with Dick yesterday and, I said he's obviously proud that a third generation now of Johnsons, his grandson Jet, will be taking part in this weekend's big race in Newcastle.
Yeah, he certainly is, and with only a handful of laps he's done in a supercar, it's going to be pretty nerve-wracking from our point of view.
So what sort of advice does his grandfather give him?
Oh, just stay out of trouble, mate, and put your head down and don't do anything stupid. Just stay within your limits.
Right, and you said he's only had a few laps experience in one of these new cars.
Yeah, he has actually. He did a few laps around Winton, going back a month or so ago, and that was about it.
It doesn't worry you as his grandfather, not having had a great deal of experience, and yet he's up against some of the best in the business.
Well, it's one of those situations where he had to make a decision whether they wanted to sort of go with the Trans Am side of things, or, and obviously, you know, the long term vision is to be able to be in a supercar. So you got to start somewhere, I suppose. It would have been nice to have, you know, a few more laps under your belt, but yeah, it's just the way it's sort of worked out.
All right, and so what do you think about the whole new world as far as the supercar series goes, the Camaros versus the Ford Mustang? How are you feeling about this?
Well, it's certainly an unknown commodity at this point in time, because everything's all brand new. The only thing that's changed over from the old cars is the drivers, and so... It's all very much an unknown thing, you know, and they've had a fair bit of time to get it together, so one would hope it's all tickety-boo and it'll all sort of go the right direction.
There is the suggestion, and there has been from a couple of the Ford drivers, that they're not competing on an equal plane. They reckon the Camaros are quite a bit faster, but what are your thoughts on that?
Well, they've just had another VCAT session down at Tamora last week, and I think you'll find that they've equalised a number of things there. So I think it's just a matter of wait and see now, because I think you'll find there'll be a number of adjustments along the way, you know, once things settle down a bit. But first of all, we've just got to get through an event and see how it all pans out and see what needs adjusting.
All right. Well, Dick Johnson Racing, you're in the new Gen 3 Ford Mustangs. What about these reports? There have been a few technical difficulties with the new Gen 3 Ford Mustangs, Dick.
Oh, look, you're always going to have teething problems no matter what happens when you've got something that is completely brand new as this is. So, you know, these things will sort themselves out fairly quickly, I would suggest. And I think it's going to get to a point where you know, the equality will be there and we're going to see some good racing.
Yeah, well, really looking forward to it. Your thoughts on these new pit stop rules, which apparently are going to apply to the Newcastle 500?
Oh, well, the new rules, basically, the fuel is a lot slower going in, so you're going to see much longer pit stops. They'll be able to have a cup of tea while they're waiting.
Is that right?
So... because it's pretty close to a 60-second stop if you've got an empty tank and fill it up. And I think there's a bit of work to be done with the refueling rigs, because they seem to be a little inconsistent in their fuel flow, where you'll do a 60-second drop one time and then the next one will be 64 seconds. So, you know, and 4 seconds is like night and day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so how has that come about, the slower refills?
If if we knew, mate, we'd fix the problem.
Okay.
But the thing is, with the longer, it's going to be a little confusing in some ways because depending on the length of the lap, a lot of cars are going to go a lap down during refueling and things like that.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little confusing, I think,
for
the punters and for a while until they get used to it.
And how do you feel about the street circuits versus a complete racing circuit?
Oh, look, a lot of our circuits are street circuits, and they obviously tend to be something that, most people enjoy because we're in a situation where the facilities at some of the permanent circuits are insufficient to be able to handle the whole category.
And what about the criticism of the Newcastle track? Because it's narrow, if you win pole and stay in front, that's it. It's all over Red Rover. If you can win pole, you've won the race.
Not really, I don't think. I think a lot of changes happen in the pits and strategies and things like that. But look, whatever the circuit is, there are always opportunities of passing, and it just depends. It just makes sure that you don't make a mistake on any of your moves around Newcastle because it's not very forgiving. And the thing is, that's just the nature of street circuits. They're like that.
You've been involved with the game for a long, long time now, Dick. You obviously haven't lost your love for motor racing.
Well, I haven't lost my love for it, but maybe my body's starting to show signs of it. But realistically, I think, being around it that long, what else am I going to do, mate? So not into bowls or anything yet, so only time will tell.
Well, Dick Johnson Racing, you haven't been on the podium for a while, so good luck this weekend, Dick, and thank you very much for your time this morning.
Well, an absolute pleasure, mate. Thank you.
Yeah, Dick Johnson. He's the head honcho, as I said, of DJR, Dick Johnson Racing, and very much a part of the inaugural, well, it's the new look supercars, the Camaros versus the Ford Mustangs. It's not Holden versus Ford anymore, so it's a whole new world.